All right, well, bless the Lord. I'm showing it's right at one after the hour. And again, for all that are coming on the line, we welcome you to the gathering, our 9 to 9:15 prayer call. And praise God. If there's any background noises that you have, you can certainly put your phones on mute until a little bit later. We'll probably do a little bit of, maybe we'll give a word of confessions together and prayer together as we go forth. But we are certainly looking forward into all that God is doing. And we welcome you all. My name is Brother Jay, and I'm going to be leading our prayer and sharing time for this morning. And just to kind of give you a little heads up on some things. So how we usually do it, the first 15 minutes, we commit to some sharing time and prayer as we lead into, again, we at about 9:15, we're going to cut off and do a little bit of a commercial and background, but if there's any prayer requests, you can kind of get them together now, and we would be our pleasure, myself and others that are on the line, committed brothers, and certainly there is a word from the Lord for you and or your circumstance, they certainly will give it at that time. And I'm going to ask that assistance because I know I'll probably be on the line, but afterwards I'll be a little bit limited after our initial time. So if you do have to go at 9:15, certainly do understand, but we're going to praise God for you to, if you want to stay, we will have a little bit of reflection time afterwards and that type of thing as well. Praise God. And we are recording these calls now, just as a reminder, and we're trying to get continue to get the word out and promote them through our website, through our church's website, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide, and just continue to let God do what he's doing, this growing process. And we started looking at some of the numbers, not that we're about numbers, but was quite surprised at how many are actually on the line. You know, a lot of people stay back and they chill back and they're in the mute zone. But praise God, we just thank God for all he's doing. So go ahead, moving forward. For this year, we've been talking about consistently applied faith, consistently, continually applying faith to different areas of our life. This month, the month of June, we're starting with a whole new area, consistently applied faith to increase in godly confidence. To increase in godly confidence, we've been really working our way to this one. This is there's a lot that can be said concerning godly confidence, and I'm not going to look too deep into defining confidence and all that kind of thing, because I'm just going to kind of lay out just some general things that we may get into for the month, and we will take it on from there. But we'll be dealing with consistently applied faith to increase in godly confidence. And for a jump off, just to kind of set some stage, I'm gonna ask you all to turn with me, for those who have the Bibles or those who want to write it down and relate to it later, Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 34. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 22, verses 31, 34. I'm going to read it, and then we'll kind of relate it and go from there. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, this is Jesus. Jesus says to him, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Wow, wow. So as we've been talking, as we're going to be getting into, again, consistently applied faith to increase, not just maintain, but to increase in godly confidence. Confidence is such an essential part of faith. It is such an essential part of trusting God. And how I'm going to just kind of lay the framework of going into this month is not even to go in as much as deep as the need for confidence and defining confidence, but it's really understanding something that all of us as men have on a daily basis to different degreeing levels within each day, and that's pressure. And there's pressure upon our lives for a lot of different things. We a lot of times we'll pray concerning, you know, our health and our wellness, and there's pressure concerning that, and concerning our relationships with our spouses, significant others, and children and parents. There's pressure concerning that, and there's concerning financial things and legal areas and all these other matters. There's pressure concerning that, and just being who you're supposed to be on the job and standing up and representing as a kingdom citizen and saying the right things and not, you know, allowing yourself to get your emotions to get away with you when you're challenged with certain things, and be able to stand but not, you know, be defensive and all that kind of stuff. There's pressures with being in that right area. And one thing that as I was looking to talk about pressure and too much pressure and all these things on your life and all these things on your life. And then I get in the car this morning. God's crazy. He's not crazy. It's just crazy how he does certain things. So I'm ready to talk about these dangers of so much pressure in your life and how that can lead to emotional this and emotional that, because I'm all into health and I know about, you know, how stress and anger and fear and worry and all those things, hit the body. But how about this? So I get in the car this morning and I get a sign, and I know I got to take care of this actually when I leave. So it says low tire pressure. The issue wasn't too much pressure. The issue is not enough pressure. I thought that was interesting. Not enough pressure. In other words, a lot of us, the issue in life might not be that there's so many responsibilities. Maybe you're not really pushing yourself out to where you need to be. Maybe we're not setting our sights high enough. Maybe we're sitting back in the cut too much and allowing other people to take the lead on things that we know God has been leading us and moving us into greater areas of responsibility. Maybe the issue is too much pressure. Maybe the issue is not enough. And I was thinking about that, you know, tires blow out because not because there's too much pressure, but tires blow out because there's not enough pressure. It's not balanced. People burn out because they're under too much pressure for long periods of time. And so now they got to take a break because they've been taking on too much role. And again, it's not so much that it's too much or too little. The real thing is that it's not balanced. Real quick, so as we look in Luke chapter 22, what does that have to do with what we're looking at here? Well, in this area here, we have the Lord who is now preparing to go away. And we have where it talks about Simon, you know, Simon and Peter. It talks about the term Simon in 31, and I read the name Peter in 34. That's the same person. We don't want to get deep into that, but Simon Peter is how he's referred to. Verse 31 again said, the Lord said, and the Lord was talking about Jesus, the master himself. He says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. And I'm letting you know that has not changed for every brother on this line. Satan has desired to have you. That's so much we can do. Maybe we'll come back to that a little bit later, because that's a statement in itself. That'll preach just in itself. The fact that Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The sifting process is being shaken around and extracting things from you and just getting you shook up, because that's how they sift wheat. But here's the beautiful thing. Verse 32 says, but I have prayed for thee. All the things that could comfort you in this world, knowing that Jesus is operating on your behalf. He prayed for you. Not that you wouldn't go through, but that your faith wouldn't fail. And I think I might have touched on this in some later weeks, but we're actually going in a little bit further. And when thou art converted, when changes come, when you go through some of these things, you should come through with a testimony that you can strengthen your brother. Now 33, we're going to take a look at our brother Peter's response to the Lord sharing them what he was going to let you. Listen, you're going to be going through some things in a little while. I'm preparing you now. But here's Peter's response. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Now, that was a specific response to what the Lord just told him. He said, look, I prayed for you that your faith wouldn't fail. I'm praying for you that you can, when you go through these things, that you can come back stronger and all of this. And Peter, his response of that was, listen, I got this. This is a spiritual I got this if I've ever seen one. I'm ready. Look, I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern, but I got this. And so in this month that we are going to be talking about confidence and dealing with different pressures, need you all to take a look at what if we think that being more confident is just the answer. Well, the problem is you just need to be more confident. Well, it certainly seems to me that Peter was awfully confident right here. He was awfully confident. Matter of fact, some would even say he was overconfident, all right? And he said, and this is 34, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Before this day ends, you think you got it all together. You think you got this, but this day won't end before you three times deny that you even know me. And ultimately, when Jesus that same day is when they laid hands on him and they start to beat him and spit upon him and do all these things to him and Jesus and then Peter now sits back and he gets a front row seat of the major beatdown that the Lord is taking on our behalf. All of a sudden, the story changes a little bit, and so confidence becomes in. And so I only want to get into, because for lack of time, all the different things that we can start to talk about as far as how Peter responded now. But the pressure, what I'm getting into, the pressure of the situation of actually seeing what Jesus went through, the actual, what he can say in his confidence in himself, I'm going to stand, I'll be with you. But the pressure of the situation really caused him to act in a way that even Peter himself really wouldn't have thought. And I'm sharing with you, brothers, today that one of the great things about consistently applying our faith is that you can think you know what you would do in a certain situation. And sometimes we've been sitting and are judgmental of other people. Well, I would never, that's a shame that guy cheated on his wife. I would never cheat on my wife. And then because you didn't lay down physically with another woman, but what was going on inside your mind really will challenge that statement right there. And all these other areas, how you think that you would, I would never. And so the pressure of situations can really throw us off from what we think that we may have done or would have planned to do. But this is why we trust God now in the middle of all that we do. And trusting God is greater than the situation. And that's why we say this often. Trusting God is greater than the situation. It's greater than the circumstance. It's greater than what you go through. It really comes to a point of learning to love and trust God. Loving and trusting God becomes the great issue in our lives because that's what lifts us up. It's never about you won't go through. And again, as the Lord said, listen, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Not that you wouldn't go through, not that this wouldn't happen that way, not that your faith wouldn't fail. And it's important that we know that as we consistently apply our faith, we position ourselves better, that our faith won't fail. One thing as I close this out and I see our time is rolling. But also Job chapter 1, and you don't have to turn here, but you can also refer to it. Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. I'm hearing a little bit of background noise. If you could please mute your phone, please. Certainly appreciate it. Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. I'm just going to kind of take a quick journey on this real quick because I want to show you one other thing that the Lord is showing. All right. Again, Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was in that day, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. Verse 8 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he has on every side, that thou blessed the work of his hands and his substance and increased in the land? Now here's verse 11. Watch this. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. This is why in when we're looking into the growing, to learn about confidence and confidence's place, that we're going to see the need for the love of God. So what we find about Satan's view of man has not changed from this time. He saw that God has great protection. He saw that God has a great hedge. He saw that God has a great love. He saw that God has a blessing over all of his things. But he said, listen, but if things don't go right with them, but if things aren't perfect in their life, you know what they're going to do? They're going to curse you to your face. Because here's what the Lord spoke to me. Because Satan believed then, as he believes now, that we don't love God, we need him. And so many times we really feel that the ultimate thing of our relationship with God is really about telling God that we need him. Oh, Lord, we need you today. We need you on every side. We need you today. Yes, Lord, I need you in my home. I need you in my marriage. I need you on my job. I need you in my body. I need you. I need you. I need you. That doesn't move Satan, just to let you know. And it's not that those things are wrong. We certainly do need him. But the issue is Satan, it doesn't move Satan because Satan doesn't believe, Satan knows that we need him. Of course you need him. All that I'm trying to do in your life and God keeps holding back, you'll definitely need him. But the problem is you don't love him. You really don't love him. Because if something was to happen in your life, all of a sudden, I can't tell you how many testimonies I have personally heard of people who said, when I went through this and I went through that, I stopped talking to God. That's when I stopped believing in God. Because this happened to my mom and this happened to my sister. And I knew that a good God, why would he even allow that to happen in my life? That wouldn't even happen. So the key thing of us understanding confidence and trust in God is going to be still coming back to loving God for who he is and what he has made us, find our identity in him. And again, apologies for going over our time, but I just wanted to kind of lay that out, that confidence in him is going to have its root in understanding where we stand, not being too much in pressure, not having too little pressure, but being in balance with him, that we can move forward in loving respect of who he is and what he has done in our lives. Just real quick, Father God, I just thank you for all the brothers that are on this line that really considered it a blessing to value it within themselves, that they can take this time to look to you, author and finisher of their faith. We thank you, Father, for your fullness of your grace. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, and that we can focus on you and your good that you have for us, that we can let go of every stress, every worry, every frustration, that we can not hold to the pressures of this life, but we can hold on to you that who's called us and loved us from the very foundation of this word. For the word tells us that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son, that we wouldn't perish, but that we would have an everlasting life. An everlasting life that doesn't start when we die and leave this world, but an everlasting life that empowers us, encourages us, and strengthens us to live life day by day. So right now, we open up our hearts to you. We opened up our minds to you. We open up those areas that we're not the proudest of, those areas where we know that we haven't gotten everything together. And we just ask you just to continue to flood us, saturate us, and overtake us and overwhelm us with your love and with your power, and that we can serve you not under a legal obligation, but it's your goodness that will continue to draw us to repentance. And any areas of life that are not like you, any areas of life that Satan may be meddling, we take the authority and we speak against it right now, and we speak your life to continue to lift us up in all things. We love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. For just a second, hallelujah, can amen. We just give the Lord some open and free praise? And for those that speak in tongues, hallelujah, that you can release that, hallelujah, because you can speak even more power to the unsaid thing for this morning. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, brothers, I just want to encourage you. I know this gets good, and I really want y'all to continue on, even for those who have to go. Take this name with you. Take this thought with you. Hallelujah. That you can continue to walk in confidence in God and understanding our place in him and consistently apply our faith in those things. Again, I encourage you, brothers, as we're talking about confidence, to take your place and to stand where God has called you. I encourage you to be a part of your local assembly. If you're not a part, listen, we encourage you either to be online with us or to come on down and join us at Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. We are right now, we're still worshiping not only online through our website, wcccw.org. You can find us there, or you can come on down and worship with us at 700 King Street, the Doubletree Hotel. Praise God. Listen, we are within the next few weeks, coming weeks, and I mean weeks, we're going to be going into also our new facility. We'll give a little bit more information on that in the coming weeks. And we certainly ask as we move into this, if the Lord is moving upon your heart, that you would consider giving to that building process as well. Praise God. And again, this is all about, it's all about him and it's all about the work that he's doing. And we just want to be faithful in all he's calling us to do. So at this point, for those who have to leave, praise God. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. For those who are on the line, if there's any prayer requests, I encourage you to go ahead and share them right now. If you, to share it as comfortable as you feel like sharing. Again, as a reminder, yes, we are recording these because I do think that from a long-term standpoint, that people are blessed when we do share about these things. And again, that's why I say those things that you're comfortable with sharing. Praise God. Outside of that, Brother Walt, Brother Gerald, I'll defer to you first if there's any prayer requests that have been sent to you, and then any other brothers who have anything to bring out, we'll certainly go there. And if there are any, I'm going to defer to you, brothers, because I'm going to have to step back a little bit on the line.
Hey, same here. I'm going to step back too, so I'm going to, if you don't mind me jumping in. Just going to request, yesterday I experienced something that I haven't experienced in a while. And I was on my job, virtually, and so there were announcements made about promotions and so on and so forth. And I saw a few peers that were promoted, and that's rightfully so. They applied for jobs, they got promoted, right? So I've been believing God for promotion myself. But I experienced something yesterday, in a while, and that was like kind of like a little sadness, like, where am I in all this? You know what I'm saying? And the Lord quickly reminded me, you know what, rejoice. Rejoice for them, be happy for them, be glad for them, rejoice for them. But I really believe in God for promotion and more importantly, what I need to do, not to be recognized, but to be prepared for promotion, to be equipped for it. It's just like really what zoning in on what the Holy Spirit needs to tell me to do or what I really need to do. That's all.
Praise God. Praise God. Anyone want to take off?
I know. It's an easy one. I know.
Praise God.
I can pray for that one real quick.
Okay. Sure. Yes, sir.
So the first thing that came to my wall was, David was anointed for
Jesus. Thank you, brother. I believe it. I believe it. I have it.
Praise God.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Praise God. And I don't think I'm just going to add to that. Glory to God. I'm just going to, I put my agreement with all of that, especially the positioning and the patience with where God is directing and how he's bringing it into your hands. But also that note that we can say in agreement with the Lord, and that we prayed for you that your faith fail you not, even in the midst of everything, that there may be no pressure, no amount of pressure to rise above and to do those things, to know that everything that God has already, he's already given it to you. Increase comes from him, and it's already in you, and in that time he will birth that he has already put in you, that your faith would fail you not, in Jesus' name. Just stand in agreement with that also, my brother.
Thank you, God.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I receive that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm rejoicing now. You know what? I'm rejoicing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. See, this is the joy that gives me strength right here. Right here. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I rejoice, Lord God.
Brother Walt.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Brother Walt, that was going to be my admonition to you as well.
Yes, sir.
As it was already said, rejoice for them for being promoted, but know that your time is coming, so you rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One other thing I certainly would like to lift up before the brethren, a strong brother in the Lord who has stood for the 20-something years that our church has been in existence, and is actually, he would be almost like my pastor's pastor, the apostle, basically, that my pastor calls an apostle. Not exactly sure all the things that went about it. Maybe Walt can speak a little bit more to that. But he lost his wife suddenly. I know it's really affecting us as a body, because he has been such a blessing to us over the years. And I haven't known him quite as long as, you know, maybe my brother Walter or brother Gerald have known him. But so maybe they can speak a little bit more to that. But certainly want to keep him lifted in the loss of his wife. Praise God.
Yes, brother Apostle, we call him Brother Harry. He's so humble. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Harry Jackson, wife
Harry
Martha Jackson. Yes, Apostle Harry Jackson. Yes, his wife Martha Jackson. You know, they call her Fire Woman. She just—if you heard her once, if you just heard her one time, you would never ever forget her. This woman was so on fire. They're both missionaries in several in a few continents. I put it that way, but mostly in Africa. And they are true apostles. Come in and they plant churches, and I mean, it's phenomenal how many churches they plant, and how even we're partners with him, and there are churches that are planted that I believe there's a church even named after because of our giving and going into that ministry. But they have turned so many lives around. They have changed, literally changed the country. So basically, they literally changed nations. They've gone. But it's Lord God, that they think that they've added to my faith, our church's faith. Like my brother said, that she has the joy of the Lord is her strength, and that she shall rejoice in a time like this, Lord God, for that rejoicing shall turn her weeping and her mourning, Lord God, into dancing again, That joy, that mourning may last for joy has come now and in the morning, Lord God. So we declare joy in her life, joy right now. It's sadful and sorrow. As she may be emotionally, we declare that her spiritual health is full of joy, and she still is receiving experience the joy of her salvation. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, thank you, Lord. Brothers, do I have to get prepared? I'm going to go on mute, but I'm going to stay on for a minute. But God bless you, brothers. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Absolutely.
I love you, gentlemen. Thank you, Brother Jake. Awesome word.
Praise God.
Like
praise God.
All I can see was wow. When Jesus is talking to us, and no matter what he tells us, if he's talking to us and he's telling us truth like that, and we're in his face and he's in our face like that, then we should have confidence in anything he says to face anything we face. That was great. That was great. An example of what you gave in the scriptures, Bob, for the. Thank you for that. I love you, bro.
Love you too, brother. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Well, brothers, if does anyone else have anything else to share? If not, we're not going to hold today. Again, I know I have another obligation immediately afterwards, but we're just thanking God. And I just hope that y'all can just hold on to that. Again, we're going to be dealing with confidence from a whole lot of different levels. And again, I just wanted to talk first about just kind of like the pressures that come with life. And as we start to understand that, then we can get a better understanding of where we may be going concerning our stance in God and having full confidence in him. Praise God. Well, brothers, bless y'all. Y'all have an excellent week. Enjoy this long weekend. And well, I guess not last week was the long weekend, but hopefully this will be a long weekend for you as well. Praise God. And we're going to continue to go deeper into this. In the coming weeks, invite somebody else if this is a blessing to you, and we will continue to take it from there. Amen.
Definitely. Hey, Brother Patrick, thank you for the prayer. I love you.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
I appreciate you, man.
We such a blessing.
Appreciate you. Absolutely. Point, always. God bless you, sir.
Hey, Gerald, I need to hit you up. Just keep an eye out for my. Bless y'all.
Okay, bless.